the Jews which believed not, they moved with envy. They took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. They found them not. They drew Jason and certain brethren to the rulers of the city, crying. If you underline your Bible, it'd do you good to mark right here, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. They troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they had heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither were in the synagogue of the Jews. Verse 11, look at your Bible. These were none noble than those in Thessalonica. And they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Father, we love you today and we thank you for this time together. Help us now in the preaching time. I pray you'd bind all the devil's activities and influence this morning. I pray you'd give me preaching liberty and power by the Holy Ghost, like only you, our good God, can do. Help us to be clear. Help us to be true. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. This morning, I'm interested in a text verse in verse number 11. The Bible said they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. And I'm going to preach on this subject this morning on the truth is worth searching for. The truth is worth searching for. Now, Brother Chris got ahead of me just a little bit, and I know you're not used to what I'm fixing to do. But I want to tell you, first of all, I'm not scared. And I want to tell you what my Bible says in the book of Jude. Turn with me in the book of Jude real quick. The Bible said in verse number 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I won't take my time with this wimp too long this morning. I won't give up this critical time of this God-fearing, Bible-believing church. But I will let you know that there are some charlatans and there's some imposters in America this morning. You know, it's just about enough time, Brother Darrell, when somebody stands up and say, I've had a belly full, and enough is enough. Now, what I'm fixing to show you this morning, I wouldn't be much of a preacher if I didn't tell my congregation the truth and be gun barrel straight with you. The Bible said, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you that you would contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Now, I'll read this and I'll be done. You see his face. The Bible quotes contrary to his article. He says these, the first century apostles are wrong and outdated and has come out boldly to infer indirectly that apostles Paul, Peter, and John, whom wrote much of the New Testament, were wrong and need to be corrected and rebuked. Listen. He's pastoring the largest church in America. He's a charlatan. Look what it says. The doctrine, I wish I had more Pepsi Pointer. I'd blow that thing up this morning.
My God, I wish my neck wasn't tore up. I'd climb the screen like a coon dog this morning. Look what it says. The doctrine of universalism is the belief that all people are saved no matter who you are or what you've done. Hogwash! Hogwash! If he's on your TV, I hope it blows up. He's a shyster. This Bible, let me tell you something. This is how universalism creeps into America. Somebody ain't got the guts to stand up and say, you're wrong, bud. And I'm not running for governor. I'm not a politician. I'm a preacher. And I'm not going to be mean about what I do this morning. But I'm going to tell you the Bible's true. And that's hogwash. The pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas said, these first century apostles are wrong and outdated. And he smiles with his little locks. My God, makes me want to go get another haircut, Brother Jake. Am I doing all right? Let me tell you, it's about time preachers tell their congregation where we're at. And if your babies is going to get to heaven, it's not by them charlatans. Some of you don't like it, but let me tell you, you done limped up in a church this morning. Don't give a rip whether you like it or not. I'm going to tell you babies how to get to heaven, and it's a heaven to gain, and it's a hell to shine. Now, this is bad when this man's got the mouthpiece of America. What happened to the Billy Graham, Sister Peggy, when you got saved? The men that knowed how to get our young'uns to heaven had the voice of America. Now charlatans have appeared. The doctrine of universalism. Now, get him off the screen. I don't want to see him no more in our church. But I want to tell you this. The doctrine of universalism's out of hell. God sent His Son that we may get to heaven. And that's the only way any of us is going to heaven is by God's Son. That's blasphemy. That's spitting in the face of our God, saying He sent His Son for nothing. I wonder what God thinks about that this morning. And if you don't come back because you've seen that, we don't need you here no way. We need space around here. And probably that 400,000, we're not going to build it for a bunch of charlatans and a bunch of liberals. We'll keep what we got and buck dance on Wednesday night, Brother Mike. Am I doing all right? Y'all just wait till my neck gets fixed. 30,000 people landed there today. You don't think America's in trouble? But that's what every one of us ought to be doing. Weeping our way to God this morning. I'm not a mean preacher and I ain't a coward either. Isn't that bad when a man's talking to 30,000 people that they don't need Jesus to get to heaven? If you're lost, you go to hell is what this Bible says. Brother Jake, what if your grandbabies were sitting in that hogwash? Babies, come up here. All our little babies, come up here this morning. All of you, come, put your little money in the bucket, come up here to your preacher this morning. I want you all to come up here. I want every one of them that can come. I know some of them can't come, you're holding them. But all that can walk and sort of do right, let them come on up here this morning. I'm going to make a statement. Come on, youngins. I love his little camo jacket. You need to behave and eat Skittles. Climb up on the bench, some pick you up. Get up there. She don't want that. I hope. Come on, Jonah. You all right? He's okay. He don't bother us, Miss Joyce. Glad he's here. Go find you.
Go find you some buddies. Go to Mimi. I'm going to ask y'all something. Is this worth fighting for? Is this, I guess I'd ask you, is this worth being talked about in town? That hating church. Preacher runs around, hollers at you. I tell you why he hollers at you, because you're hard-headed. I want to ask y'all something. I want to get back here soon and see this. Brother Will, take a picture wherever you're at, Brother Chris. I want to ask y'all something. I don't know where I'm going this morning. Here. But I guess I'd ask you this. What if they was in the Lakewood Church? And so they walked in. This is what the preacher told them. Everybody's going to heaven. God sent His Son by mistake. You better wake up, people. You might ought to get to thinking more about fundamental preachers and teachers and what you may be thinking about. You might ought to think when your preacher's gone preaching meetings that we've got an assistant man to stand up and tell you what's right. You might ought to thank God for the Dwaynes and Randys and Adams that'll teach you right. Little old, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? If I stood up here and had this responsibility and told them they're all going to heaven and they don't need to repent and trust Jesus to be their Savior. That's what He said. Don't you understand that's what He said? The biggest preacher in America said that. Some of y'all don't like this, but let me tell you, it's about time somebody stand up and get some guts. I want to ask y'all something. This church takes good care of me and my wife. I drive the best, get to wear the best, get to preach the best. But let me tell you something. I'm not a puppet. And I'm not going to go with the signs of the time and back off what this book says. And if you worth your salt, you'll stay in a church that's preaching to you right. I can go to Atlanta and take positive speaking courses. They got Dale Carnegie classes for charlatans. We need preachers. We need preachers that'll take this Bible and not apologize. It's not outdated. And my little grandbabies is standing with yours. And God help any preacher not preach his Bible right. God help that preacher. God help Joel Osteen. Save him. Save him. For the sake of other children. Hey, children. Would y'all say this? Mom and Daddy bring us to church. Would you say that? Say it out loud. Mom and Daddy bring us to church. Say it. Say, Mom and Daddy bring us to a good church. Say it. Say, Mom and Daddy bring us to a church where the preacher preached to us. My God, I love it. You can be seated. Let's give Jesus a good hand clap of praise, babies.
from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he's under tutors and governors until the appointed of the Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Turn me up a little, Brother Chris. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. Am I doing all right? Made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I'm glad the truth is worth searching for. We find the truth of salvation's plan. The Bible says also, let's turn, if we could, in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, let's turn there and let's take a look. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter number 2. The Bible said, verse number 3, 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Watch this, and come to the knowledge of the truth. Underline this and be able to go there. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Now we find the truth is worth searching for. The truth of salvation's plan. And then I'd ask you this. If all men are going to heaven, why did God say there's one man between God and men, the man Christ Jesus? That's blasphemy. That's spitting in the face of our God, saying that He sent His Son in vain. Could you imagine, Brother Tim, could you imagine sending little Carter on this stage and crucifying him for these people this morning? As good as y'all love that baby, give him for the life of the people. And then some politician stands up and says, we don't need to do that. We're going to do it our way. We're going to do everything which is right in our own eyes. We took the Bible in America and we pushed it up in the shelf. Said, that don't mean nothing no more. But honey, let me tell you, all you little charlatans that are hirelings all across this country, they still, a few men believe this King James Bible, and they still some congregations that's a going on with God. And for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Can I get a witness this morning? We must find the truth about salvation's plan. Secondly, I'm glad I found the truth about salvation's man. In Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with different miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Verse number 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. I love Jesus. Does anybody love our Jesus? I love our Jesus. Thank God for our Jesus that's getting us under the glory laying one. Thank God for our Jesus, God's only begotten Son that was sent, robed in the flesh, and took your sin and my sin, and that way we can get to heaven this morning. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Watch this now, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The truth is worth searching for. and the truth is worth standing for. We live in a time when if you stand on the Word of God in this Bible, we're going to be rebuked for it. Nothing's changed from where Brother Randy read this morning. 40 years, they walked in a circle. Because they were the people of God, they suffered for some things. Many things they did, and many things happened just because who they were. But I'm going to tell you, I've gone too far to turn back now. I've walked out of careers. I've walked out of businesses. I've walked out of churches. And I've gone too far to go back now. And I'm going to tell you, this Bible, you can stand on it when this world is a burning. The truth is worth searching for. I'm glad you got your family in a place this morning where there's truth. You listen to me. Every preacher wants to see the church full if his heart's in it. Some of you were gone last week. You'd be surprised what the devil told me. And any preacher that's not worried about his congregation, he ain't much of a preacher. And number two, any preacher that won't preach right to his congregation, he ain't no kind of preacher. But I'm not going to compromise to fill this building up. And I'm not going to be mean. 20 years ago, I would have. But I've learned being mean is not where it's at. Just simply stating the truth. Because God honors truth. God's on my side. God's on our church's side. There was a witch said, there's a witch, turn me up. There was a witch said she'd take occupancy of this building before we added on by some September back in 2000 something. Well, guess what? She's a lie. Because if you do things God's way, you've got God on your side. And I want to ask y'all something this morning. If He be for you, who could be against you? If you're living for God, He's watching about your family that only our God could watch about. The truth is worth searching. We see salvation's plan, salvation's man. Then Hebrews 5, we see salvation's span. I'm glad it's forever to those that believe. Hebrews chapter number 5. Verse number 1, Hebrews 5, verse number 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men and things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. Verse 5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. John 3:16. Still in my Bible. I want your little grandbabies to hear this verse. When you've gone on to heaven, I want to be here preaching, telling your grandbabies this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation span. Eternity is too long to be wrong.
salvation's plan, salvation's man, salvation's span for all eternity. It's going to work. I'm hell proof. The day I got saved, I put on a fireproof suit. Hell proof. Heaven bound with a hammer down. I'm going to heaven by the blood of God's darling Son. The truth is worth searching for. Salvation's plan, salvation's man, salvation's span. But lastly, I'm glad I'm in salvation's clan. I'm glad I'm in the blood wash band. James 1:19. Y'all couldn't deal with James being your preacher. James 1:19. He said, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." Verse number 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now Ephesians 2, and be far as I go this morning, Ephesians 2. I want you to look right here at a couple of verses. Thou do to live by, thou do to die by. The Bible said in Ephesians 2, verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or lifestyle in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. Hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness for us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Verse 11. "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh." Verse 12, "that at that time you were without Christ." Sound like we need him to me. "Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, I rest my case. I'll just let the truth fall where it is. But now in Christ Jesus, not in a Baptist church, not in a Lakewood assembly, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Watch this. "As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God."